ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. ורדנק בעזר השם יתברך, פרשת בשלח. And we have also Sunday night, and Monday בעזר השם is going to be טו בשבט. בעזר השם, we'll start from the parasha, and hopefully if we still have some time בעזר השם, we'll speak a little bit about טו בשבט. We'll see here right at the beginning of the parasha, פסוק said, ויהי בשלח פרעו את העם, ולא נחם אלוהים דרך ארץ פלשתים כי קרוב הוא. We know the Gemara tells us in מסכת מגילה, anywhere it says ויהי, it's לשון צער. So why is it here לשון צער? ויהי בשלח פרעו את העם. It was the happiest day for עם ישראל that they left Mitzrayim. After 210 years they were slaves in Mitzrayim. Now they left Mitzrayim, it's supposed to be והיה לשון שמחה, not ויהי. So there are so many פירושים. Who says Vayhi? There are so many Pirushim here, Midrashim, Al-Kut Shimoni. Some Pirushim they say Vayhi, Parao says Vayhi. Some they say Kadosh Baruch Hu said Vayhi. Some say Israel said Vayhi. Some the Masriyim they said Vayhi. Some the Kinaaniyim said Vayhi. There's endless Pirushim who said Vayhi. And each one, obviously, they're bringing their support. Why it says Vayhi for them? For example, now the Kinaaniyim. Why did they say Vayhi? Because they know now Am Israel, they left Mitzrayim, they're coming now to conquer Eretz Canaan. So said, Vayhi b'shalach parao et ha'am, why did you send them? Now they're coming to us now. And the Mitzrayim, also, they said Vayhi, why they were crying the Mitzrayim? Because until now, they used to have 600,000, the whole nation. They were all Abadim. Abadim haynu lefarao b'Mitzrayim. And now, all of them, they left out of Mitzrayim. So they lost all these Abadim. So said Vayhi. That's why it's Lashon Tzar. And I saw the Hatam Sofer brings down. He says, "Chaura, we have the pasuk in Tehillim says, Samach Mitzrayim b'tzitam ki nafal pahdam alehim. That the Mitzrayim, they were happy when Am Israel left Mitzrayim. So how come the Midrashim, they're saying the Mitzrayim, they said vay, Parao, they said vay. Why did they say vay? Adrabah, they were happy that they left Mitzrayim. That the pasuk in Tehillim said. So how come here the Midrashim said, Parao said, Vayhi b'shalach Parao, why did I send Ben Israel? What do you mean, why did you send them? He was happy that you sent them. Kum utzeu mitoch ami, gam atem gam Ben Israel, uberachtem gam oti. He was happy that they left. So why it says here Vayhi? So he brings down here, he said that, right at the beginning of the parasha, Daf Samechah, he explains here, he says that since that Ben Israel, they left Mitzrayim, Parao, he was happy. Like the Pasuk Tehillim said, Parao and all the Mitzrayim, they were happy. But Parao, he saw, after he sent Bnei Israel, the Pasuk said, "Velo naham Elohim derech Eretz Pelishtim ki karobu." HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't take them straight to Eretz Kinaan, Ela, ve'yaseh Elohim et ha'am derech ha'midbar yamsuf. He didn't take them straight. Why he didn't take them straight? Berotam al-hama v'shabu Mitzrayim. Because Hashem said, if they're going to go now straight to Eretz Kinaan, and they have to fight all the 31 kings over there, 31 Melachim, they have to fight. They might be scared, they might go back to Mitzrayim. So Parao, he thought, why Am Israel, they didn't go straight to Eretz Kinaan? Because Hashem, he was scared if they're going to see war over there, they might come back to Mitzrayim. Said, Shema Israel, they want to come back to me? I was happy that we got rid of them. Now they're coming back to me, that's why he said Vayhi. That's what I explained it here, the Hatam Sofer. He says, this is the Anyan that Parao said Vayhi. But whatever you want to explain it, the Anyan here that when Am Israel they left Mitzrayim, said Vayhi b'shalach Parao et ha'am, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he loved Am Israel and took them out of Mitzrayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the love that he showed to Am Israel, the Pasuk said here, Vayhi b'shalach Parao et ha'am, ve'lo naham Elohim derech Eretz Pelishtim. Simple understanding of the Pasuk, as I said, Hashem didn't take them straight to Eretz Israel. Why? Because they might see war, they might be afraid, and they might want to come back to Mitzrayim. That's why Hashem took them around. But the Yalkut Shimoni, he says here, ולא נחם אלוהים דרך ארץ פלשתים, he is דורש here the Midrash, so ולא נחם אלוהים דרך ארץ. He says here in רמז רש חבב, Yalkut Shimoni, he said, דרך ארץ, העבד טוען את רבו, שמי אדונו טוענו. והקדוש ברוך הוא לא נהג מהן כן, אלא הוא במדבר אשר ראית, אשר נשאך אדוני אלוהיך, כאשר יישא איש את בנו. בכל הדרך אשר הלכתם, עד בואכם עד המקום הזה. He said, the norm, the servant, he picks up the master on his shoulder and he carries him. Not the opposite. We never saw the master, he carries his servant. It doesn't go like this. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't behave with us, he didn't act with us like we are his abadim kibyachon. He didn't act kederech kol ha'aretz. Ve'lo nacham derech eretz. Ela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was the master, he picked us up and he carried us. Like the Pasuk said, Va'isa etchem al kanfei nesharim va'abi etchem ela. Kibyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he carried Bnei Israel. You see also in the Midbar, when they went to the Midbar, all Sheba'ana Nekabod that they came b'zchut Aharon HaKohen, all Sheba'ana Nekabod, V'adonai holech lefnehem yomam me'amud anan lan hotam ha'derech, ve'layla be'amud esh liha'ir lahem, lalechet yomam v'layla. So you see here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibachol, he was holding the light, he was me'ir for Am Yisrael. He was bringing light for Am Yisrael. Is that the norm, that the master should hold the light and walk in front of the servant? The opposite is supposed to be. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo naham derech eretz. He was the one who was holding kibyachol amud esh le'air lahem, to make light for us, lalechet yomam v'alayla, so we could walk. Because in the Midbar, that's amud esh. And also ananei kabod, we had Sheba ananei kabod. So all of them, they were kibyachol, they were straightening out all the mountains that we have on the way, all the hills. Everything, Anani Kabot was, it used to smooth everything in the Midbar. That's what Hakim tell us. And Yalkut Shemoni here, he continues, he said, Derech Eretz, Hamayim Milma'la, Ve'Lechem Milmata. Biram Hacha, Lechem Milma'la, Ve'Hamayim Milmata. He says here, the norm, where do people get the water from? It rains, that's how they get the water. And where do you get the bread from? You plant the field and then you collect all the crop and then you make it bread. That's the norm. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the name Amtir Lachem Lechem Min HaShamayim. The bread used to come straight from heaven, and the water from the opposite, coming from the bottom. How? The Irash in Miriam. Exactly the opposite. Lo Naham Derech Eretz. That's to show the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had. And why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did all of this, the Midrash here continues. וכל כך למה? Why הקדוש ברוך הוא לא נחם דרך ארץ? פסוק סת כדיר, לי כי קרוב הוא. What does mean כי קרוב הוא? הקדוש ברוך הוא כביכול is so close to עם ישראל. Like the פסוק says, לבני ישראל עם קרובו, הללויה. We are כביכול so close to הקדוש ברוך הוא. That's כי קרוב הוא. That's what the Midrash is telling us. That is the love that הקדוש ברוך הוא had for עם ישראל. Told Moshe Rabbeinu, it's enough the אמונה that she האמינו בי. And they left Mitzrayim, because when they left Mitzrayim, what did they take with them? Pasuk says clearly last week, Parasha, וגם צידה לא עשו להם. They didn't prepare anything. They relied 100% on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the one who's going to give us food. He's the one who's going to give us to drink, going to give us to eat. We have nothing to worry about. They didn't take anything with them when they left Mitzrayim. And sure enough, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this week's Parasha, he gave them water, he gave them the man. And a lot of things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as I said, lo naham derech eretz. The bread was coming down from the heaven, and the water coming from Be'erash and Miriam. They used to have a well, walking with them. Many midrashim they say about Be'erash and Miriam, and there's a lot of midrashim. As I said, Be'erash and Miriam, anyone who has metzora, anyone who has any sickness, when he used to drink from Be'erash and Miriam, he used to get cured. Also, the Bet Yosef also brings down, by Lachot Habdalah, said, Nahagu and Nashim. Rashta dictator, if I'm not mistaken, he brings down over there a bit Yosef. He said, Nahagu and Nashim and Musa'i Shabbat, they draw water from the world. And he brings down Ma'aseh over there that there was once a lady that she went to draw water Musa'i Shabbat like all the other ladies. And she got busy with her neighbor until she came back home. She came back home a little bit late. And her husband was Mukeshehin, was very sick. And he screamed at her, why you came late, why, what are you doing, you know that I need you, I need to drink some water, whatever. So because she got scared, her hand was shaking, all the water that she drew fell down, and bring down over there that the story that a few drops of water touched her husband, and anywhere that these drops of water touched her husband, he got cured. Those few drops that came on her husband, on that spot became cured. He didn't have any sickness anymore. He didn't have shehin anymore. So the Hakim said, "Ragzan lo alta biyado ella ragzan uto." Because he got angry at his wife and he screamed at her, and all the water fell down. Min hashamayim zimnu for his wife to draw straight from Be'era Shel Miriam. If that husband, he would have drank that water, he would have become cured 100%. But because he got angry at his wife, and that's what happened, she spilled the water, he lost it at that. That's why you see many, many things about also Yalkut Shimoni, Halichu Batziyot Nahar, they used to go, you know, from one Shebet to different Shebet, how they used to go? So by boats. So in the Midbar, in the middle of the desert. There were a lot of Midrashim, they said. Halichu Batziyot Nahar, said they used to go in the boats, from one Shebet to different Shebet. How? From Be'era Shel Miriam. It was like a river going all around Mahane Israel, giving them water. A lot of miracles that Kadosh Baruch Hu was doing for Am Israel. That's Be'era Shel Miriam. Maybe we'll get to it also after Be'ezrat Hashem. But we'll start now Be'ezrat Hashem now with the man. We see here when the man started to come down, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Vayomer Adonai el Moshe, hineni mamtir lachem lechem min hashamayim, v'yatza ha'am v'laketu debar yom b'yomo, lema'an anasinu ha'ilech b'torati im lo." So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to give them bread. Am Israel, they have nothing to eat. They left Mitzrayim, and Gam Seda lo asu lahem, they don't have anything to eat. The Gemara brings down Masechet Kedushin. They took the harara that they took from Eretz Mitzrayim. The Pasuk said, Ki goreshu Mitzrayim, ve'yofu tabasek asher hosiu Mitzrayim, ogot matzot ki lo hametz. They made it matzot. Why? Because they didn't have time to wait until the bread is going to rise. They baked it as is, and they took it out with them from Mitzrayim. And that harara, the Gemara said, lasted with them until 30 days after. For 30 days, lasted with them. They were eating from it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even with this, he did miracle with them. And he made them taste with this bread, with this matzah that they took out of Mitzrayim. He made them taste that same taste that Am Yisrael, they tasted with the man. We'll see later on that the Hakim will tell us that the man, any taste, the Gemara says, any taste you want to taste with the man, think about it and you'll taste it. You're in the mood for who knows what, anything you're in the mood for, think about it while you're eating the man, that's what the man's going to turn into. And the Gemara said, not only for the man when it came down, also for the harara that they took with them out of Mitzrayim, they also tasted the same taste of the man. How do we know this? The Gemara said, Kedushin Lamed Chet, the Gemara said, Nahu ha-lechem asher natan Adonai lachem li'okhla. When Am Israel, they got the man, they started to ask, what is this? And Moshe Rabbeinu told them, this is the bread that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you to eat. The Gemara said, what do you mean? Hu ha-lechem asher natan Hashem lachem. Natan is past tense. Moshe was supposed to tell them, this is the bread that Hashem is giving you. From now on, he's giving you this bread. But until now, they never saw that bread. What I mean, Asher Natan Hashem Lachim Le'okhla. He already gave it to you. The Gemara said from here that the harara that they took out of Mitzrayim, they tasted in it the same taste of the man. So whatever it is, here Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Hineni yomtir lachem lechem min hashamayim, ve'yatza ha'am ve'laketu debar yom b'yomo, lema'an anasinu ha'yelech b'torati im lo." The Mefarshim, they ask here, he said, what does mean, ve'yatza ha'am ve'laketu, they should go out and gather the man, debar yom b'yomo. What does mean debar yom b'yomo? For every day, how much you eat every day for you and your family, that's the amount you're supposed to collect. You're not allowed to collect more than this. If someone's collected more, ve'yarum tola'im ve'ibash, if you left until next day in the morning, ve'yarum tola'im ve'ibash, and if you gathered more than what you're supposed to gather, so ve'yamuddu ba'omer, ve'lo ha'idif ha'marbe, ve'yamam'it lo ihsir. Ish lefi ukhlo lakatu. You worked hard, you were gathering more man. You came back at the end of the day, you came back at home, and you see that you have exactly the amount that you need for your family. You're not allowed to leave anything for the next day. Why? Because every day you have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that hopefully tomorrow we're going to have our parnasa. Hashem does not want to give us the parnasa one shot. And khalas, that's it, well, once a month, once a year. So no, it doesn't go like this. Every day they want to eat it fresh. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you gathered more than you're supposed to, gonna turn, it's gonna get spoiled. Every day you have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem's gonna give it to you. Not like the Nahash, Hakim said the Nahash, he said, "V'afar yukhal kol yemei hayav." He has to eat the dust of the earth, it's all over. But Hashem told him, just take whatever you want, just I don't wanna see you. But Am Israel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he loves Am Israel, said, every day I wanna hear your voice. Every day I want to hear you praying to me for parnasa. I'll give you parnasa. That's the whole anyan tachim tell us. This is the idea. So that's what the pasuk says. Yatzah ham velaketu debarayom beyomo. But the mfarshim they're focusing. What does mean velaketu debarayom beyomo? What does debarayom beyomo? Chavarat could have made more sense if the pasuk should say velaketu ochel yom beyomo. Whatever you need to eat for that specific day, that's how much you're supposed to collect. What do I mean, debar yom biyomo? This is why I have to understand also why the Torah wrote this word, debar yom biyomo. And the Pasuk gives us the reason why Hashem used to give us debar yom biyomo. Every day you collect only for whatever you need that day. Lema'an anasinu ha'elech b'toratim lo, because Hashem wants to test us if you're going to listen to Him or not. What kind of test is that? What are we talking about? So Rashi says, "Leman anasenu im yishmeru mitzvot hatteluyot bo." If Am Israel, Hashem wants to test us, if he's gonna watch out what I'm telling you about the man, whatever I told you about the man, shelo yotiru menu ad boker. You're not allowed to leave it until the next day. Are you gonna listen to me? I wanna check you out. That type of nesayon the pasuk is talking about. Velo yetsu b'Shabbat lulkot. You're not allowed to go on Shabbat to collect the man because there's no man. You're not allowed to go on Shabbat to collect them. So these are the mitzvot that Rashi says. Leman anasin ha'elech b'torati imlo. That's the pirush of Rashi. And the Ramban, after he quotes Rashi, he said, ve'eninu nachon. He said, that's not right, what Rashi is telling us. Why? Ve'eninu nachon, the Ramban writes, abal hu kmo she'amar, ha'ma'achilecha man b'medbar, asher lo yade'un abotecha, leman anotecha, ulman nesotecha, le'tibicha ba'acharitecha. כנסיון הוא להם שלא היה בידם מזון ולא יראו להם עצה במדבר רק המן. So the נסיון was for them that all the בלתי אל המן עינינו. Every day they're looking forward for the next share, what they're gonna eat tomorrow. That's the type of נסיון. And also simple understanding of the pasuk, according to Rashi, said the נסיון is about the man. You're not allowed to leave it until the next day. But the pasuk saying, "Lema'ana nesinu ha'elich b'torati." Imlo, what kind of nesayon the pasuk is referring to? Ha'elich b'torati. Are they gonna keep the mitzvot or not? So it sounds like the pasuk is coming in general. If Am Israel, they're gonna keep all the mitzvot, not specifically for the man. I'm not talking dafka about the man. Lema'ana nesinu. If they're gonna keep the mitzvot, that depending with the man, that they have to do with the man. You're not allowed to leave it until the next day. You're not allowed to go collect on Shabbat. That's what Rashi said, but from the sounds from the pasuk, that the pasuk is talking in general. It's coming, the man, Hashem gave us the man to check us out if we're keeping the whole mitzvot. This also we have to understand what the man have to do with all the mitzvot, l'chaura. And the pasuk right after it says, "V'haya b'yom shishi, v'echinu et asher yabi'u, v'haya mishne al asher ilketu yom yom." So it sounds like from the pasuk that on Friday, everyone should gather double the portion that he needs. Why? Because Shabbat lo yeh bol pasuk said, there is no man on Shabbat. So on Friday, I have to collect double. So it sounds like, you know, that's what Hashem told them. On Friday, you have to collect double. Why? Because on Shabbat, there is no man. V'haya mishne al asher ilketu yom yom. So it sounds like that Hashem told them that on Friday, that's what you're supposed to do. But when it comes later on, when the Nesi'im, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, Pasuk said in Pasuk Kaf Bet, Vehi bayom shishi, laketu lechem mishne, shene ha'omer la'yahad, veyabu kol nesi'i ha'aida, veyagidu le Moshe. All the Nesi'im, after they saw that Am Yisrael, they collected double on Friday, they came to tell Moshe Rabbeinu, hey, they're not listening. What do you mean? What kind of question did the Nesi'im they have? Hashem told them in the beginning, Vehaya bayom shishi, veyachinu tashir yabiyu. V'haya mishne al asher ilketu yom yom. That's exactly what Hashem said. That's what Am Israel did. The Nesi'im, they came kibyachol complaining to Moshe. Am Israel, they're not listening. They gathered on Friday, double the portion. Why do they need double? And Moshe Rabbeinu v'yomar alehim, Hu asher deber Adonai Shabbaton Shabbat Kodesh l'Adonai Mahar. Et asher tofu efu. Ve'et asher tebashelu bashelu. Ve'et kol ha'odef. Anichol achen mishmeret al boker. Moshe Rabbeinu told them that this is exactly what Hashem said. Like we said in Pasuk Hey, Shabbaton Shabbat Kodesh, tomorrow is going to be it. Asher tofu, whatever you need to prepare, go ahead and prepare it today because tomorrow is Shabbat. You can't prepare anything. Whatever you need to prepare with the man, do it now. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu answered them. What was the question of the Nesi'im? That's what Hashem said. And Moshe Rabbeinu answered them, said, yeah, that's what Am Israel did. So comes here Rashi, ויבואו כונסי העדה ויגידו למשה, רשי סייד שאלוהו, מה היום מיומיים? What happened today? How come today everyone's gathering double? And רשי continues, ומכאן יש ללמוד שעדיין לא הגיד להם משה פרשת שבת שנצטווה לומר להם והיה ביום שישי והכינו את אשר יביאו. רשי סייד, from here we must explain that משה רבנו did not tell them yet whatever it says in פסוק ה'. עם ישראל didn't know, didn't see him, didn't know what Hashem told Moshe in Pasuk Hay. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell that information to Am Israel. He didn't pass around. עד ששאלו את זאת, אז אמר להם, הוא אשר דבר Hashem שנצוויתי לומר לכם. But I forgot. Hashem told me to tell you that on Friday you have to gather double, but I forgot to tell you. That's what the Mefarshim said. Said. When they came, they have to say, they said to Moshe, ביום ראה להם, הוא אשר דבר השם, הוא, how do I forget, how do I forget, tell you, הוא אשר דבר השם, שבתון שבקודש של השם מחר. So here, what Rashi said, משה רבנו כביכול, he forgot to tell them, ולקח אנשו הכתוב, that's why הקדוש ברוך הוא, he punished משה רבנו, how do you punish him, because the few פסוקים after, הפסוק says, עד אנה מענתם לשמור מצוותיי ותורותיי, השם told משה רבנו, to tell Am Israel, عاد أنا من أنت until now, until when you're refusing to accept my mitzvot, عاد أنا من أنت. And Rashi said, ולא הוציאו מן הכלל. Hashem did not tell Moshe Rabbeinu why Am Israel they refused to accept my mitzvot. He doesn't say like this in the pasuk. Pasuk said, عاد أنا من أنت, including you, Moshe Rabbeinu. You also, you're not listening to my mitzvot. I told you to tell them what's going to be on Friday. How come he didn't tell them? You forgot, Hashem punished him. He included him with all Am Israel. That's what Rashi says. Comes along Orah Haim HaKadosh. He says here Orah Haim HaKadosh. He says, "Mekan mashma'a shelo di'am kodin debar Hashem v'kashe. Eich yichbosh chas v'shalom nebu'ato. V'limedunu rabotinu din nabi hakobesh nebu'ato chas v'shalom. Nabi that if Hashem tells him to tell Am Israel something and he does not tell them, hayab mita chas v'shalom. How come Moshe Rabbeinu, he did not tell them? Hashem told him, you should tell Ben Israel what's going to be on Friday. He didn't tell them until they came to ask him, and then he told him, who should be Hashem? I forgot to tell you. So what's going on over here? Chas v'shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu, he forgot something. ומה גם בהגדת מצווה לקיים ישראל רצון המלך, שיש בזה שתי בחינות, כובש נבואה ועקירת המצווה. שתיים רעות חס ושלום, כביכול, Moshe Rabbeinu did, what's going on over here? He didn't tell them, he forgot to tell them the Bar Hashem, and also, he was kobesh nebuato. Hashem told him to pass on the information to Am Israel. He did not tell them. And there's mitzvah also, the lechbot Shabbat. After they get ready, lechbot Shabbat. Akirat ha-mitzvah. Sheish bazeh lekayem Yisrael rason ha-melech. Ve'en lomar ki chas v'shalom shakach Moshe Rabbeinu mitzvat Hashem. He cannot tell me, Orah Haim HaKadosh saying that Moshe Rabbeinu chas v'shalom, he forgot to tell them. Why? Because if he's going to say that Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu forgot to tell them, אם כן נחוש לו גם כן ששכח מה שנצטווה ועדיין שכוח הוא חס ושלום. If you're telling me that maybe here משה רבנו he forgot to tell them, so I would tell you, Orah Haim HaKadosh said, maybe חס ושלום הקדוש ברוך הוא gave משה רבנו more מצוות, more than 613, משה רבנו forgot to give it to us. Hashem gave him 700 מצוות, what he remembered 613 out of them. But if he's saying that he forgot, I would tell you he forgot other stuff also. So what kind of answer is this? So that's what Orah Haim HaKadosh is saying. ומה גם שלא היה לו לעכב זמן מה לשכח ותקף מיד היה לו להגיד נבואתו. Why did he wait until Friday? He was supposed to tell them right away. Whenever Hashem told him, pass it on to Am Israel. וגם קושיה על אלוהינו. חס ושלום, it's also a question on הקדוש ברוך הוא also. Why? למה לא הזכירו כשידע בו ששכח? If Hashem saw that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot, he was supposed to remind him כביכול. Go tell them. I told you to tell them. You forgot. Go tell them again. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept quiet. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept quiet? Chas v'shalom. So the question on Moshe, question on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chas v'shalom. באותה שעה עצמה היה לו להזכירו ולא היה מניחו שכוח עד שבעת ימים שהוזכר מעצמו. How come Hashem didn't remind him? So he goes here, Orah Haim HaKadosh. He wants to say here, זה מעריך על בית Orah Haim HaKadosh here. He wants to say because since that Hashem in the beginning in Pasuk He did not tell him ויאמר השם אל משה, he did not tell him, ויאמר השם אל משה לאמור. Anywhere, the pasuk says, וידבר השם אל משה לאמור, what's לאמור? To pass it on to Am Israel. But here it doesn't say Limor. It's Marichirei Orachim HaKadosh. So that on that style, how to explain the Psukim. But Be'ezer Hashem will try to understand it differently. Be'ezer Hashem. We start with the Gemara, famous Gemara here, Masechet Yoma. The Gemara says here, Masechet Yoma Daf Ayin He Amud Alef. Keti bubredet hatar ala mahane layla yered haman alav. So it sounds like when the man is going down, where's the man going down? Bredet hatar ala mahane layla. Ala mahane, it's coming inside the mahane, inside the camp of Am Israel, the man's coming down. And different pasuk says, ve'yatza ha'am ve'laketu. The people of Am Israel, they should go out and collect the man. And third pasuk says, v'chtib, shatu ha'am ve'laketu v'tachanu barichayim. What does it mean, shatu ha'am ve'laketu? It means they have to go outside to the field, outside. They have to go far away to gather the man. So decide, is the man, they have to go all the way outside? Or they have to go a little bit outside? Or it's inside the mahane? What's going on? Where did the man come down? The Gemara answers, "Said Lakashia, Hakitzad, Sadikim yarad al pitach betehim, Benonim yatzu bilakitu, Rishaim shatu bilakitu." It depends. Who are you? If you are tzaddik, then the man's gonna come right at your door. You open the door of your house. They didn't have doors; they have a tent. You open the door of the tent, the opening of the tent. You see the man right there waiting for you. That's if you are tzaddik. If you are benoni, you have to go a little bit outside. If the person is rasha, he has to go far away to find his chair. That's what the Gemara said. Depends who's that person. And the Gemara continues: Ketib lechem, uchtib ugot, uchtib betachanu. Hakitzad. When the pasuk said lechem, hineni mamtir dachem lechem in hashamayim. Lechem means ready to serve bread. And when it says ugot, ugot means you have to bake it, Rashi explains. It's still missing. You have to do something to it. And then said b'tachanu barechaim. You have to grind it, you have to knead the dough, and you have to prepare it. So that's what's going on over here? Do you have to work on the man, or it comes ready? The Gemara has the same answer. The Gemara said tzaddikim lechem, benonim ugot, reshaim tachanu barechaim. That's what the Gemara is saying here. This is the idea. It's that all depending on the person. If the person was a tzaddik, then he gets his portion right at the opening of his tent, and it comes ready-made lechem. It's ready to eat. Yeah, you don't need to prepare anything. It's ready to eat. That's if the person is tzaddik. If it's benoni, he has to go a little bit outside, and then you have to bake it, you have to prepare it. If the person is rasha, he has to go all the way far away, and then after he's going to bring it home, he has to grind it and prepare it and bake it and do everything until it's going to be ready. So now depending on the person. That means, from the man, everyone of Am Israel used to know who's he exactly. Why? Because every person, they're going to see him, is going to leave his tent. If he's going to find his chair right at the door, then people are looking at him. This guy is tzaddik. But what embarrassment the guy is gonna get? He all the times until now they thought of him that he's a big tzaddik. Now they see him next morning. He leaves his tent. He goes outside. Doesn't find the man. Where he has to go? He has to go a little bit far. Maybe if he did the bigger abira, he has to go far away. If he's called rasha, then people are looking at him. What they gonna say about him? So the man really used to tell the secrets of Am Israel. But let's hear what the Gemara also says before. The Gemara said the pasuk in Be'alot Echad. Pasuk said, "V'aman ki zera agad laban ve'enok ena bedola." What does mean? V'aman ki zera agad laban. So the Tanya Rabbi Yose Omer, "Keshem shehen Nabi haya magid lahem leIsrael mashab bechorin u'mashab besdakin." Kach haman haya magid lahem leIsrael mashab bechorin u'mashab besdakin. From the man used to reveal to Am Israel who's that person really is. That's here what Hakim said, the Pasuk, so explained the Pasuk. وَيَوْمَرُوا إِشِ الْأَحِيفْ مَنْهُ كِلَوْ يَدِعُوا مَهُ. What does mean? Every person used to say about the other guy, we thought him, this guy is Sadiq. Now I see him, مَنْهُ, who's that guy? كِلَوْ يَدِعُوا مَهُ. We thought that he's a big Sadiq. If he was big Sadiq, how come his chair didn't come right at his door? He has to go outside. Hey, you're not a big Sadiq. The man used to reveal the secrets of Am Israel. So that's here what the Gemara is saying. The man used to reveal מה שבחורים, מה שבסדקים. כיצד? שניים שבאו לפני משה לדין, זה אומר, עבדי גנבת. וזה אומר, אתה מחרטו לי. If two people, they have an argument, they come to Moshe Rabbeinu to judge them. One guy said, you stole my servant. And his friend said, you sold him to me. I bought it from you. What do you mean? So you're claiming that I stole it from you, Hasbe Shalom. I paid you for it. Then they come to Moshe Rabbeinu. How is Moshe Rabbeinu going to tell them? And the Gemara says, Amar lahem Moshe, dinu leboker mishpat. Wait until next day in the morning. You don't need me. Wait until next day in the morning. If that Ibed's share is going to come to you, to the first master, that means the other guy, he stole it from you. But if the Ibed's share is going to come to the other guy, it means he sold it to him. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to help the person if he stole the Ibed. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu told them. Do you know the Boker Mishpat? Lemahar, im nimtza omro bebet rabbo rishon, biyadua sheze genabo. Im nimtza omro bebet rabbo sheni, biyadua sheze mecharo lo. And so on, the Gemara gives other examples. But this is the idea that the man used to reveal for Am Israel all the secrets, all what's going to be, everything, they're going to see it by the man. But the Ben Ishchai also explains that here that Moshe Rabbeinu, he did not rely on this. He looked at the case of Moshe Rabbeinu and he told them, whatever Moshe Rabbeinu he felt, who's right, he told them, you are right and you are wrong. And to prove it, he said, wait until next day in the morning. You don't need me. Tomorrow in the morning, you don't need me. You're going to see where the share is coming. You're going to see that the share is going to come to the first master. It means you stole it from him. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them. That means all the man used to reveal to Am Israel what's going on. With this also, maybe we could explain. The Pasuk says in Parashat Aikeb, Pasuk said, Ve'annecha ve'yar'ibecha. ויאכילך את המן אשר לא ידעת ולא ידעון אבותיך. זאת ויענך וירעיבך. What does it mean? ויענך, he made you suffer and he made you hungry, then he gave you to eat the man. What do you mean ויענך וירעיבך? What kind of תענו? What are we talking about here? So here the אור החיים הקדוש says, צריך לדעת מה קשרן של דברים של ויענך וירעיבך עם ויאכילך את המן. What's the connection between the two things? He made you hungry, he made you suffer, so you should eat the man. What's the connection? Well, fi mashma'ot adbarim gnai haman yagid. But it sounds from the psukim that ve'annecha ve'yarebecha ve'achilecha taman, that the Torah is telling us the bad side of the man, chas v'shalom. That's what it sounds like from the pasuk. But so that, how could that be? She'achilat haman hayta litzad hare'abon, abal ze'enu, she'masinu she'atorah harbe shibbeha b'shibhei haman. Ka'amur ve'haman kizir agadhu ve'ta'amu kisapihit b'dbash. ואמרו רבותינו שכל הכתוב בשבחו מדבר. גם הוא מזון המלאכים, כי אמרו לחם אבירים אכל איש. Was לחם, the bread of the אבירים, לחם המלאכים used to eat it. That's what חכים said. והנה על פני המדבר דק מחוספס. דק כפור על הארץ, בעל התורים says מחוספס. What's the gematria of מחוספס? It's written without וו. מחוספס, gematria רש ממחת. 248 to tell us that the man used to be absorbed in the 248 limbs that the person has. Ramah Haibarim used to be absorbed in the Haibarim. That's why Hakim also they called it in Parashat Hukad. Benafshenu katza belechem akil okil. Why they called it also lechem kil okil? Because they said, take a look, the man is going inside, but it's not coming out. We're not going to the bathroom. What's going on with it? Did you ever hear the person, he eats and he eats and he eats and never goes to the bathroom? Where's everything's going? So they said, for sure, this man's coming inside us until we're going to blow up, and then Hasb Shalom, something's going to happen. That's what they thought. But they didn't know that the Kaddish Baruch Hu said, I'm giving you mechuspas. Mechuspas, I am giving you in the man only what your body needs. Why? Because imagine the Midbar, if someone has to go to the bathroom, what he has to do? Pasu said, you're not allowed to go to the bathroom inside the camp of Mahane Israel. ויתת תהיה לך על אזניך, והיה בשבתך שם, חפרת בה, ושבת וכסית עצירתך. פסוק זאת, ויתת תהיה לך מחוץ למחנה. The person has to go to the bathroom in the midbar, you're not allowed to go to the bathroom inside the מחנה. Why? כי אדוני אלוהיך מתלך בקרב מחנך, להצילך ולתת אויביך לפניך, והיה מחנך קדוש. The camp has to be holy, you're not allowed to make over them. So what do you have to do? You have to go outside the camp. So imagine what Sa'ar, a guy has to go to the bathroom now in the middle of the night. He has to go outside 12 mil, has to go outside Mahane Israel to make, then come back. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a big thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did the miracle for Am Israel. He gave us in demand only what our body needs, without any psolet. That's the Dak Mechuspas. And also Baal Turim says over there, Parashat Hukad, he said, Lechem Kilokel. They complained because they called it Lechem Kilokel, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Kilokel. Baal Turim says, what's the gematria of Kilokel? 260. Kalkal, Kilokel, there's no Vav. It's written Kilokel without Vav. Kalkal, 260. Baal Turim said, it's the exact gematria of Ze Ramah. It means the man is going inside Ramah Ibarim, and that's what the Ibarim needs. There's no psolet over here. So all the psukim are talking about the Shebah of the man. How come here it sounds from the pasuk bi'annicha bi'aribicha bi'achilicha taman? Sounds like the pasuk is telling us the bad side, the other bad side of the man, chasu shalom. So it doesn't make sense. So continues here, O Rahim HaKadosh, v'nera'a shegam kan shebah haman yagid. Here also the pasuk is telling us, is praising the man here for us. Ki ha-ma'achalim yishnam b'shne sugim. Yish ma'achal shehu shaveh l'kol, ben l'bari ben l'hole, l'cad hiyoto nakim mi'ha'ipush, v'kullo nibla' b'ibarim. וקל להתעכל ומבריא את האדם אבל יש מאכל שאינו ראוי אלא לבריא אבל לחולה יזיקנו ויאבדהו. So there are two types of food. If the food is good and healthy food, then even if the person is sick or if it was healthy, he could eat it. But there are types of food for a regular person, if he eats it, it might be fine. But if someone's sick is going to eat that type of food, it's going to kill him. And he continues here, لَزِي أَمَرْ هَكَتُوب بِعَنْيَنْ هَمَانْ بِعَنِّخَا وَيَرْعِبَيْخَا even though بِيَخِيلِخَا تَمَانْ פירוש, وَعَنِّخَا عَنُّوِيَ الدَّرَخْ وَيَرْعِبَيْخَا عَنُّوِي حِسَّرُونَ המזון. והנה ידוע הוא שהם מתענה בדרך יאפסו כוחותיו, כוח המבשל וכוח העקול. When a person, after he walks such a long way, said he cannot digest properly, he cannot eat properly, he cannot digest properly. וכשאדם אוכל מאכל קשה קצת להתעכל, יזיקנו עד מאוד. After the person is going to walk a long walk and then is going to eat right away, I said the food is not going to be digested properly. Why? Because the walking is going to take away a little bit from the body, cannot digest the food properly. גם כשירעב האדם ויאכל כדי סיביעה, יביאנו לידי חולי. ועינינו הרואות, כי יום שמתענה האדם לעת האוכל, לא יוכל לאכול ככל אהבת נפשו. But also on the other side, also when a person, if he was fasting, let's say the whole day, is waiting until the fast is over. After the fast is over, the person thinks he's gonna finish half of the table. He starts to eat, he cannot eat a lot. And the other, if he's gonna eat a lot, it's gonna hurt his body. So that's here. That's what happened. So the hare, that's why the hero said, "Be'achilecha taman hare shebah ma'achal shehu hadabar haraui afilu lemi shemi'oneh v'afilu lemi shehu ra'ib melibat ta'am nirgash ha'ak sapehit v'dbash." So that's here what the Torah is telling us. Be'anecha, even though that you were suffering, the person was sick. Ve'ya'ibecha, even though you were so hungry. Combine these two things, you cannot eat any food that you want. There are special food. It has to be the healthy food. Has to be nawah li'akul, cannot eat whatever you like. But here the man, even whatever you went through, you could eat that man, it's going to be good for you. And forget about ta'amuk sabihit v'dbash also. So that's here, the pasuk here is also telling us, b'sheba haman, not b'gnut haman. That's what he says over here. But I saw the Haskuni explains here, he said, v'annicha v'yir'aybecha, he said, shlo natan licha, illa debaryom biyomo. What kind of annui he gave us with the man? Everything is good with the man. What kind of anui is this? He said, the anui is not with the man. The anui that he's not giving you man for tomorrow. He's giving you man only for today. We said, if you're going to leave it until the next day, it's going to get spoiled. That's one answer. דבר אחר, וירעיבך שאם הוריד לך מן בעוד שהיית שבע מן הצידה שהייתה בידך שעושית מצרים, לא היית משגיע חלב אפילו לטועמו. said why? שלא היית מניח לחם שהיית רגיל בו בשביל מן אשר לא ידעת ולא ידעון אבותיך. לכן הרעיבך. So he says here, he said, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he waited to give you the man until Am Israel, they were hungry. Why? Because if Hashem would have given us the man while we still have the food that we took with us from Mitzrayim, no one's going to touch the man. Why? Because you have the food that you're used to it. You're eating all your life, you're eating that food. Now you see something coming down from the Shamayim. So who's going to touch it? No one's going to touch it. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu knows there are only good things in the man. But no one's going to touch it. Why? Because why would you touch the man? If you have food, why would you touch it? That's why he says that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he made you wait until you became hungry and you're starving. Now whatever food you see, you're going to eat. And so now they ate the man. After they ate the man, they saw it was hashub. Okay, and that's why they couldn't live after without it. That's why what Hakim tell us. But this is the idea. That's what the pasuk ve'anicha ve'ra'ibecha and then ve'achilecha taman. That's the spiritual that we saw. But according to what we just explained before, based on the Gemara and Yoma Ayin Ha, ve'anicha ve'ra'ibecha ve'achilecha taman. What does it mean? So we said that the Gemara tells us the man used to reveal the secrets of every person who really is. If the person was tzaddik, is going to find the man, right? He opened up the door, he's going to see the man right away. If the person is Rasha, he has to go far away to collect the man. He has to grind it, prepare it, and bake it, and everything. It's all depending on the person. So there were those, the Derech Tzachut, I saw they explained, said there were those that on the outside, they look that they are tzaddikim. But on the inside, they're not that much tzaddikim. So for them, if they're going to go, we said the man's going to reveal the secrets of every person. Every person is going to know exactly who's he. If he's Sadiq, he's going to find the man right away. If he's Rasha, he has to go far away. So those that they were in the eyes of people, they're showing off that they are Sadiqim, but really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows if that person is Sadiq or not. If they're not so much Sadiqim, they have to go collect their food from far away. So, and what kind of busha they're going to get, what kind of embarrassment, people until now are thinking of them that they are biggest Sadiqim. Now, they're going to collect their share from far away. So people are going to say, if you are tzaddik, how come the man didn't come next to your house? And for sure, you're Rasha, you're not tzaddik. So those people, they would have rather to fast, to stay without food, the main thing not to be embarrassed. They would rather stay fasting, just not to eat the man. He doesn't want to get embarrassed. Why? Because the man used to reveal to every person who he really is. Let's hear what also Pasuk said, also in Parashat Be'alotcha. Pasuk said, Vayar Moshe ta'am bukhil mishpichotav, ish lefetah ha'olam. What do you mean bukhil mishpichotav? Rashi says over there, al aske mishpichotav, that after the Torah was given, if someone was married with someone that he's not allowed to marry after the Torah was given, he has to divorce her. That's what Rashi explained, but according to the way we're going with, said Al Vayar Moshe Ta'am Bukhil Mishpichotav. The wife used to think of her husband that he's a big tzaddik. Now tomorrow, he has to collect the man. Where is he going to get the man? He has to go far away. Say, hello, I thought that you are tzaddik. Oh, for sure, today he did Abira. Yesterday he did Abira. If you are tzaddik, how come the man didn't come next to you? And not only this, now she has also to work. You know, she has to prepare it, to grind it, to bake it, to prepare. That shows that her husband is Rasha. So now the husband used to show off next to his wife that I am Sadiq. So the wife used to tell him, we'll see tomorrow if he has Sadiq or not. They used to fight, you know, husband and wife. So that's what happened here. That's what Hakim tell us. Why? Because the man, as I said, used to reveal all the secrets of Am Yisrael. But the truth is, that the man we said that used to reveal the secrets, this also was not given for Am Israel to put them down, Hasb Shalom. It was also, you could look at it also on the positive side. Why? Because the person, he doesn't know if he's serving Kadosh Baruch Hu properly or not. No one knows. A person might think, listen, every day I come to Shi'ur, I come pray three times a day, I learn half an hour in the morning and 20 minutes at night, I'm biggest Sadiq. The guy, he thinks of himself that he thinks that if all the people are going to be like me, Mashiach would have came long time ago. He thinks of himself that I'm biggest Sadiq. He doesn't know exactly how does the Kadosh Baruch Hu look at him. We don't know. On the other hand also, you might see people that are tzaddikim learning the Torah 24/7 and they think of themselves. He said, no, I'm not so much. There are more people better than me. Who am I? They are people better than me. They don't think of themselves that they are Hashum. They don't know. No one really knows how is Hashum in the eyes of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk said, "Va'anachnu lo nida' manna abodet Adonai ad bo'enu shama." Mefarshim explain, no one knows how did he serve Kadosh Baruch Hu. Did he serve Kadosh Baruch Hu 100%? You think that he did whatever he could, but maybe he could have done more. Or on the other side also, maybe you're thinking of yourself that you are not Hashub, but maybe in the eyes of Hashem, you're Hashub a lot. We don't understand. All these mitzvot are only fi mishkal shel el de'ot, like the Rambam writes in Hilchot Teshuvah. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly how to measure the mitzvot and the abirot of every person. No one knows. We don't know if we're doing properly, we're not doing properly. No one knows if how's he Hashub in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Hashem gave us the man. He said, with the man, now you know exactly who you are. If you see that the man is not coming next to your door, now you know that if you, until now you thought of yourself that you are tzaddik, now you know that you're not so much tzaddik. You have to work on yourself. If you see the man's far away, you have to work even more. Now he did the abirot, who knows what he did. You have to do teshuvah. So really the man's coming to make teshuvah for Am Yisrael. With the man, the person's going to know if he needs to do teshuvah, if he's doing something wrong. The man used to reveal to them, every person used to know if he's good or not. We see the man, that's why also the Gemara calls him, said, V'haman ki zera gad laban, v'ino ki'ina bedolah. What does it mean? Why the Gemara calls him Laban? The Gemara said, you know why he's called Laban? He's white. Penesh malbin avonotahim shel Israel. He used to make Israel do teshuvah. That's the man. Why? Because, as I said, if the person sees that his share is not by his door, he knows that he did something wrong, he has to do teshuvah. And maybe with this, we could explain what we asked before. We said, it doesn't say you have to collect the food that you need for every day. It said, every day you go to collect based on how you are in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because every day the person changes. Every day you do Abira, you go down. You do Mitzvah, you go up. A person, he never stands still. Either is going up or going down. That's why the Hakim said, anything, every day the person should always look, he should always be Musif on his Mitzvot. He should always be going up. Because there is no such a thing a person could stand. No standing. Either you're going up or you're going down. So that's here. Every day, depending how you're behaving that day, you're going to see tomorrow where you're going to get your man. That's here what the Pasuk said. Every day, different way how you get the man. Why? Because all depending how you're doing Teshuvah, you're not doing Teshuvah. And with this, now we understand 100% of what the Pasuk said. With the man, you're going to know if that person is keeping the whole Torah, not specific mitzvot, like Rashi said, the specific mitzvot, if they're going to leave the man until the morning, are they going to collect the man on Shabbat? With the man, you're going to know if that person holech betorati or not. If he's doing abirot, not specifically to the man. In general, if that person is doing any abirah in the whole Torah, he's going to see it by the man. That's why, leman ansenu holech betorati, lo, this is going to see it with the man. And if what we are saying is true, now we could also understand what the Nisi'im, when they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, for sure Moshe Rabbeinu told them from the beginning, the Anyan of Shabbat. You have on Friday, you have to collect double. He told them from the beginning. Rashi said that he forgot to tell them, but we asked from Orachim Kadosh, who said, how could Chas V'Shalom Moshe Rabbeinu forget to tell them? Maybe he forgot also other stuff that we don't know yet. So Chas V'Shalom to say something like this, but based on what we're saying, maybe we could say, we have permission to say, that really Moshe Rabbeinu, he did tell them all the anyanim. He told them from before that on Friday you have to gather double the portion that you needed from the man. But Bayom Shishi, they came Nesi'i Ha'aida. Who are Nesi'i Ha'aida? The people who are Hashub in the Aida. So the Nesi'im, they understood, why did Moshe Rabbeinu tell us that the man is going to come on Friday double the portion? You know why? Because on Shabbat, you're not allowed to carry the man from outside the Mahane, bring it in. Why? Because Al Yetzai Ish Mikomo Beyom Shebei, you're not allowed to go carry the man with your kelim, bring it from outside the Mahane, bring it to inside your house. Musim Rashut L'Rashut. It's sure to bring it. That's a sur. That's what the Nesi'im they taught. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that on Friday you should collect double. Why you should collect double? Because tomorrow on Shabbat you're not allowed to carry it. You're not allowed to carry on Shabbat. That's what they thought. And when they saw the Nesi'im, that not only the people, the Risha'im and the Benoni'im, they're collecting the man double on Friday. So everyone's collecting the man on Friday. So those the Nesi'im said, for us, if we are Tzaddikim, then it's Tzaddikim, we said the man, where does the man come? Right at their doorpost. They open up the door, they see the man right there. So for them, why the man does not come down on Shabbat? Why not? The whole purpose that the man did not come on Shabbat because they need to carry it. But for the tzaddikim that used to come right in their front yard, they opened the door and they see the man right there. It's still, many cases, it's still the front yard. It could be that it's still Rashut Yahid. There are some halakhot, but it could be very well that it's still Rashut Yahid. So how come the man for the tzaddikim did not come down on Shabbat? So that's why the Be'avok and Nisi Adav Yegidu Le Moshe. Until now we thought that why the man doesn't come on Friday, doesn't come on Shabbat, because problem for Tza'ah. But now that we see, that all depending of the person, Sadiq or Rasha, so at least for the Tzaddikim, let the man come down on Shabbat. Moshe Rabbeinu told them, even with the Tzaddikim themselves, there's always levels of Tzaddikim. Yalakum yahayl al-hayl. Every person, the more Tzaddik he is, the more Nashamayim, they're medakdakim with him. They're more careful with him. How is he doing Abira here? Even the smallest Abira, for him it's going to be considered like big Abira. Also, among the Tzaddikim themselves, it's also sometimes you're probably going to find your share at the door, but probably you need to bake it, probably you need to grind it. You sure? Okay, I understand you're Tzaddik. You don't need to gather your share from far away, but maybe based on your level, maybe you need to do some preparation with the man. It's not ready to be eaten as is. You have to do something to it. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu told them, that's exactly why Hashem said, I'm not going to bring the man on Shabbat, not only for the Rasha'im, also for you, the Tzaddikim, because there are no limits in the levels that a person could reach. Also for the Tzaddikim himself, because if you need to prepare the man, maybe you're not 100%, maybe 99% Tzaddik. So for this, a little bit based on his level, he has to prepare the man. And he cannot prepare it on Shabbat, that's why he has to bring it on Friday. As you see, all these things that you see from here, that how HaKadosh Baruch Hu he used to do with Am Yisrael, all these things, why? Because he loved Am Yisrael and he brought in the man, and the man used to reveal to Am Yisrael every person who is he. That's why, as I said, the Pasuk, they called him Lechem HaKilokel. Am Yisrael, they complained about the man, because Lechem HaKilokel. I could understand the Risha'im, why they're complaining about the man. Why? Because the man's revealing their secrets to others. So they don't like the man at all. Because the man's telling others about them. Who are they? Who they really are. So the Risha'im, they were complaining about the man. But also the Tzaddikim, they were also complaining about the man. Why? Because they said, take a look, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, what kind of Bechira Hafshit the person, what kind of free choice the person has? Here with the man, if the person is going to do lightest abira, smallest abira, tomorrow everyone's going to see what he did. If he did big abira, he's not going to find this man all far away. So the person, if he's going to do abira, is going to be punished right away. He's going to be embarrassed right away. So who's the guy who's going to do abira in such circumstances? So that type of abudat Hashem, it's not so hashub. Why? Because people, they're scared to do abirot because they might get embarrassed tomorrow. This is not the best way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu not out of fear. You have to serve him out of ahava. That's why the Tzaddikim, they were complaining. The Rasha'im, they were also complaining. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no. Said there's no limits for the Tzaddikim. Even for the Tzaddikim themselves, said, Halvai, kuli hai ve'ulai. Said the Gemara tells us, Masech HaBrachot, Dev Kav Chait, when Rabban Yohanan Zakai, before he passed away, students, they asked him, give us Beracha. What Beracha he gave them? I hope you should fear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu same way you fear from your neighbor, same way you fear from people who are looking at you. So here what Hashem told them, if you have this, at least the person is going to be fearing of doing Abira because everyone else is going to know about this Abira. Tomorrow is going to see where the man is going to come. So everyone's going to realize about it. So at least, kol hay ve'olai. So that's, if you keep this, that's it. You are tzaddikim gemurim. It's enough. That's what the Kaddish Baruch Hu. All this that showed the love for Am Yisrael, that's about the man. And as I said before also, about Be'erash and Miriam also, Kaddish Baruch Hu with the water, also Am Yisrael, they came, and the Midbar, they didn't have water to drink. Ve'yabohu marata, ולא יאכלו לשתות מים ממרה, כי מרים הם. עקין קרא שמה מרה. הפסוק says that, והלכו שלושת ימים במדבר ולא מצאו מים. They traveled 3 days in the desert and they didn't find water to drink. And until after that they came to Mara and they found water, but the water was very bitter. They couldn't drink. So what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, ויורהו אדוני עץ וישליך אל המים וימתקו המים. שם שם לו חוק ומשפט ושם נשאו. Rashim is saying that this also a little bit connected, you know, with the Tu B'Shvat that I said it's coming in Monday. Ve'ed Rashim et Barach. Hachayim, they tell us that Tu B'Shvat is a Haga Elanot. What's Haga Elanot? The Pasuk said, Ki ha'adam aitz ha'sadeh. He said, the person is compared to a tree. Why? The same way the tree, you plant the tree, and sometimes you see, it depends what kind of tree that you're planting. Sometimes you see the fruits after 1 year. There are trees that they bear fruit after 3 years. There are trees that they bear fruit after 70 years. Like it's Harubim, famous story over there in the Gemara Ta'anit, Kaf Gimel. Then the Gemara tells us with Honim Me'agel. When I said over there, the Kaf Gimel Amud Alef, if I'm not mistaken, the Gemara says over there, the story of Honim Me'agel, that he saw an old guy is planting a carob tree. So he told him, do you know after how long this tree is going to bear its fruit? He told him, yeah, after 70 years. And he thought, you're thinking you're going to live another 70 years, you're already old. So he told them, listen, I came here to the world, I saw carob trees in the world. That means my parents, my grandparents, they planted those trees for me. Same way they planted for me, I'm planting for my kids, for my grandkids. Like Mara said, that Hanim Me'agel, the miracle happened to him, that he went to sleep for 70 years, 7-0. Said, because the Pasuk said, Bishub Adonai Tshibat Zion, Hainu Kicholimim. So all his life he was wondering, Honim Me'agel, how could that be the 70 years between the two Batei Mekdashot, Hayinu Kicholimim, like a dream? Could the person go to sleep and have a dream for 70 years? How can the Pasuk calling the 70 years as a dream? So the Gemara said that a miracle happened to him and he went to sleep for 70 years. Before he slept, he saw that guy was planting that tree, the carob tree. After 70 years, he woke up, he saw an old guy, scoring the fruits of the carob. He told him, what? You're still alive? He told him, no, I'm his grandson. So then he realized that he went to sleep for 70 years. He went to Beit HaMidrash, whatever that man said, that they didn't believe him. Then they prayed at him and he died. Said, oh, habruta, oh, mituta. That's whatever. That's the story over there in the Gemara. This is Anyan. But you see that the tree is compared to a person. Same way the tree, you planted, you have to work. You have to work a lot in the field until you get the fruits. You're also Adam, Isa Sadeh. You have to put a lot of effort on the kids. You have to put a lot of effort on yourself. And then at the end, you're going to see the fruits. You might see the fruit after 1 year. Like trees, they bear fruit after 1 year. You might see the fruit after 5 years. You might see after 70 years. It could be that you're putting a lot of effort, but Hashem's keeping all this effort for your kids after. You don't know. Adam, Isa Sadeh. And that's the idea here about the water. Am Yisrael, ויילכו שלושת ימים במדבר ולא מצאו מים. They went 3 days and did not find water. Hakim said, water, אין מים אלא תורה. שנאמר, הוי כל צמא לכו למים. That means, Am Yisrael, they went 3 days without Torah. They said, it cannot be. How could we walk 3 days without Torah? עמדו נביאים שביניהם, and they were מתקן. That Monday and Thursday and Shabbat, you have to read the Sefer Torah. Why? Because you should not go 3 days without reading the Sefer Torah. That's why. Why? Because they went 3 days without water. No such a thing. That's why. At the end, they were metakent every. You have to read the Sefer Torah. But at the end, said ve'yabo marata. Even after they did find water, they started to learn Torah, but they did not see the fruits of their Torah, of their toil in the Torah. They did not see it right away. ויבואו מרתה ולא יאכלו לשתות מים. They couldn't get any benefit from that Torah. Why? כי מרים הם. Why? Because חכים תלס, צדיקים, תחלתן יסורין וסופן שלווה. They put a lot of effort in the Torah, they didn't see the fruits. So Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, ויורהו אדוני עץ וישליך אל המים. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to take a branch of a tree. And the Yalkut Shimoni says, branch of a tree, what kind of tree? He said, it's Zayt, which is also the Zayt. The olive tree is very bitter. So he said, you have to take, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make something sweet. He's going to make something which is bitter right now. How do you make it bitter? You have to put sugar, you have to put something to make it sweet. But Kadosh Baruch Hu, he makes it sweet with something else who's bitter. You have to take a branch of an olive tree, which is also bitter. You put it in the water, that is bitter already. Then it's going to turn into sweet. Then you're going to drink it. So, but what's Musar behind it? Hakim said that even after a person started to learn Torah, and still he did not see the fruit, he only sees Kimarim Haim, he doesn't see the fruits. Hashem showed Moshe, Vayorehu, was it Vayorehu? He taught him a lesson, Kibyachol. He taught Moshe Rabbeinu to pass to Am Israel, you have to learn from the trees. Vayorehu Hashem, same way the tree, you plant the tree, you put a lot of effort in the tree, you don't see the fruits right away. It takes time. Same thing, Vayorehu Hashem, Vayashlech Alamayim. You take that tree, you put it in the water, in the Torah, you put a lot of effort in the same way you put effort in the tree, you have to put effort in the Torah. And you're going to see the fruits after that. And sure enough, after, what happened? After that, eventually the fruits are going to come. You have to toil in the Torah, you have to work in the Torah. That's an end of two mishpat. Haga elanot. What's haga elanot? You have to learn from the elanot. But you have to put effort, whatever you're doing, especially with the mitzvot. As I said, tzaddikim, tehlatan yisurim, sofan shelva. You have to put a lot of effort in the Torah. The fruits, eventually you're going to see it. If you're not going to see it now, you're going to see it after. If not, it's going to be a keren kayemet for your kids after. But for sure, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you the reward. You're keeping the mizvot, you're learning the Torah, Hashem for sure is going to give you the mizvot. And then you're going to see, v'imteku hamayim, you're going to see the sweetness of the Torah, then you're going to see it later on with you and with your kids. That's the anyan that Hakim tell us. Be'ez Hashem, again, Kadosh Baruch Hu should help all of us, Be'ez Hashem, that we should see the fruits of our toil by Ezra Hashem, and we should see Pirotim Ba'olam Hazeh, Eitz HaSadeh, that brings the fruit. Pirotim Ba'olam Hazeh, Be'etkenu Kiyemet La'olam Haba, Mezkenu Mashiach, Hezkenu Rabbi Yaminu, Amen Ve'Amen. Rabbi Hanan Menach, Shomer, Rasa Kutu Baruch Hu, Kutsra Lefichach, Rabbi Alain Tanuzbot, Shnei Emar, Adonai Hafez, Nama'a Sitko, Gdil Torah Ve'edir.